weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Mari here, and I'm delighted to have Dr. Michel Dugan on the phone. What do you think of my French accent? It's not very good, is it?
Well, you could progress, but it's not too bad.
For somebody who did Leaving Cert French, it's not great. It was a long time ago. So I'm talking to you today because you really are the expert when it comes to all things spiders. During the week, I have had two incidents in the house with spiders, and normally I'm okay with them. I don't mind them. I'm not afraid of them. But these things are huge. So is this something that is normal for this time of year? Because a lot of people are reporting this.
Yes, it's actually completely normal. And every year, of course, we get a lot of people contacting us here at the lab to actually ask us about those spiders, what they are and why are they coming inside. And in fact, what you're seeing are just male spiders that are looking for female spiders.
Okay, because somebody said to me that they were female spiders and I needed to get them out before they laid eggs everywhere, so that's not correct.
No, in fact, the female spiders tend to stay on their web for most of their life, while male spiders, once they reach sexual maturity, which is at the end of summer, early autumn, will venture outside of the lair to actually look and seek females. And of course, because they're full of pheromones and they have one main mission in mind, they don't really care if they are seen, if someone is just standing beside them. They're not shy anymore. They will just go for it and try and find a potential girlfriend.
Okay. Now, I know that you're working away there at NUIG in the Venom Systems Lab. These spiders that we're seeing in our homes, is there anything to be worried about? Can they bite you and injure you, or are they harmless enough?
No, so those very large spiders that tend to just run very fast on the ground are actually giant house spider, and everything is in their name. They tend to live near houses and they tend to be very big as well. But those spiders are actually very, very gentle. They're kind of the big puppy of the Irish spider world. So although they look very impressive, they're not dangerous whatsoever. And even if one attempted to nip you, nothing bad would happen.
Okay. Yeah, they're very fast, aren't they? Because that one jumped out of the wardrobe, out of a jumper, and ran underneath my bed, and I just don't even know where it is now. And then the other one was in the kitchen wall. And I posted the photograph on Facebook, and the amount of people who were contacting us saying the exact same thing, their house is just covered in them. So they're male spiders, and we don't need to be worried. Now, if we see a smaller spider, are they the more dangerous ones than the smaller ones, or are there any dangerous ones in Ireland?
So, no, overall in Ireland, so there is about 400 different species of spiders. And out of those 400 species, there is only one that has the potential to give sometimes a somewhat nasty nip. And this is the noble false widow, which is an invasive species. It doesn't belong to the Irish fauna normally. And this is a species that you would recognize anyway because it has a very peculiar look with a very shiny bulbous abdomen and kind of white marking on its back. So it looks rather peculiar, rather special compared to other normal Irish spider, if I may say so. And that's the only one. And although it is capable of biting, it remains usually hidden and it's not an aggressive animal either.
And if you get bitten by it, how would you know that you've been bitten? What would the symptoms be?
Oh, you'll know very fast. Okay. We have studied several now false widow bites, and every single victim experienced a very sharp, burning, piercing sensation when they got bitten. So it seems that this is the first basic kind of symptom. It's a little bit like with a wasp or a bee sting. You know you got stung because it hurts. So it's something similar there. Most likely, if you haven't noticed anything, it's probably not a spider bite, but something else. There are many reasons for which you could develop, you know, a pimple or you could develop a minor infection. But if you haven't felt anything, it's probably not a spider.
Are there many of them in Ireland, the false widows, would you say? Have you come across many?
Oh, probably millions in the country now.
Oh, really?
This species arrived in Ireland in the late 90s, most likely, and was spotted for the first time so in 1998. And now we know that the species is present virtually in every county throughout the country, and they're particularly present on the east coast and on the south coast. So from Dublin down to Wexford, Waterford, and Cork.
Okay, great. I'm moving to Donegal. I'm moving to Donegal now. Because, to be honest,
we got a report from Donegal too.
There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to hide. So these male spiders, is there a time period when we can expect them to just go away and realise that there's no women in this house to impregnate?
Yes.
Yeah.
So something very special happens with spiders, with male spiders. So they're usually born early in the spring and they develop throughout the summer. So they feed and they grow. And when they reach some maturity at the end of summer, they actually develop these very particular morphological features. So they tend to have a much smaller abdomen. They'll almost stop eating and they'll have very long legs. So they can run faster to try and reach the female faster. That means as well that they won't really think about anything else than reproduction. They will stop eating and they are genetically programmed to die at the end of the breeding season. So those males will not survive till next year. They will die sometime between November and December. And this is when you stop seeing them until next year.
Okay, this is great news. I'm delighted. I don't know what it is, why we all have a fear of spiders. You obviously don't have a fear of spiders at all. When did your obsession with them begin?
Oh, as a child. I was, you know, the weirdo in the courtyard who's collecting bugs instead of playing with all the others. That was me. And that just grew into a passion and then a profession. And now I work with, snakes and scorpions and spiders or centipedes. Basically anything that can bite you, sting you and inject some venom into you. It's something that I'm fascinated about.
And have you been bitten yourself by anything?
Oh, many times. I've only ended up in hospital twice for snake bites.
Oh, and only twice?
Otherwise, yes. Yes, only twice. Being bitten by vipers when I was living in Southeast Asia, of course, collecting vipers and studying them in the jungle. And then I've been stung by scorpions as well. I've been bitten by a tarantula. So, yes, this, I guess, are part of the risk of the job.
Yeah, I've been in the same room, the same radio studio, actually, as a tarantula before. Somebody brought one in one day just for the laugh. And they're very fast as well, aren't they? Like, they're surprisingly fast.
Yes, they can be extremely fast, but only when they need to. And this can be quite deceiving. You think that it's a slow animal. Well, actually, it's just conserving energy. The way they breathe, they can't run over long distances. But if they just need to jump or if they just need to rush over a short distance, they're well able to do it.
Okay. All these spiders are probably more scared of us than we are of them. So there's nothing to be worrying about. And the good news is they're going to go away. There are only male spiders in your house and they're going to be gone by November time. Isn't that what you promised me?
It's not a complete promise, but yes. More or less that, yeah.
More or less. Listen, thanks so much. Thanks so much for all that information. I'll let you get back to your spider web there. There is Dr. Michel Dugan from NUIG. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.